Hey, what's going on, everybody? It's JD and Paul, and we are back for another podcast. And we are going to be talking about a lot of fun stuff today. It's going to be a whirlwind of stuff, a shit show of sideshows. Thank you guys for following on iTunes and SoundCloud, and we will try to get more of these out more frequently. All right, guys, enjoy the show. What's up, everybody? It's JD and Paul, and today our boy Gabe has joined us for the podcast, guys.
What's up, y'all?
We're hanging out.
What up, girl?
We're all having a fun little ditty today, and these guys are looking up very bad leaked pictures of certain celebrities. And with that being said, we're gonna get right into this. We're talking about a lot of random stuff. I kind of am not sure. I think we should put these two together because I feel like they're both not. I don't know. Let's start off with our first topic, which will be Gamescom and the stuff that has also been leaked through that, I guess, published. I don't know. Let's talk about Metal Gear Survive. That's what we're going to talk about. And we might also throw in the PlayStation.
But
I don't think that should be its own topic. Is it long enough? All right, whatever. Cool. We're talking about Metal Gear Survive. How do you guys feel about a Metal Gear game without Kojima?
How dare Konami? You assholes. You say you are going to make no more video games besides your stupid soccer game, Winning 11. But no, that's not selling well.
They have a soccer game?
Yes, they do. And they made so much money off Metal Gear Solid 5. And they realized that their Metal Gear Pachinko games is going to fail.
Pachinko?
Pachinko is this game in Japan where they make a lot of money off of.
Okay.
But Pachinko, when that starts to fail, you dare drag the legacy of Hideo motherfucking Kojima down the drain with Metal Gear Survive? Nobody wants to play that shit.
I'm not. I mean, honestly, it's a four.
Nobody wants to play that shit.
It looks interesting. All right, yeah. Metal Gear Survive, I guess, is a four-player. It's a four-player co-op horde game.
Zombie survival game, like every other game out there.
Yeah, like every other game out there, guys. And I guess, you know, they're just milking the. They're milking the last of Hideo. They have to. You know, I guess it's what is that company?
Konami.
I was about to say it's Kojima, whatever. Kojima. Yeah, they're milking it and they're trying to take it to take the ship down with them, I guess.
It's called a money grab.
They wasted their time. They could have done Metal Gear Rising 2. That would have got
that
me.
That was my platinum.
I would have played it. Platinum games.
But the thing is, the only cool thing in that trailer was the bow and arrow that shot explosives. That was the only cool thing in that trailer.
Yeah.
And I was like, yo, they should put that in.
Did you see the trailer, Gabe?
I saw a little bit of it. Does Konami own the rights?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't think Kojima can make Metal Gear games anymore.
No, that's why
he sold it to them. Like the Boondocks to Sony Pictures.
Yeah, that's why he's making that Death Stranded Stranding game.
Yeah.
With Norman Reedus.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Well, guys, Metal Gears.
Well, R.I.P.
R.I.P. Metal Gear.
R.I.P.
I don't want to play any more Metal Gear games without Kojima-ness in it.
Yeah. I don't know. In my opinion, I don't think I'm going to play it either.
But I have a feeling we might play it just for the.
Is it on PC?
Yeah.
Oh, maybe I'll play it.
And it's $30.
Maybe, yeah. Maybe just to see how bad it is or how good it can be. But what?
He's 30 hours.
30 hours? All right. We're skipping on to the next topic. This is going to be a fast podcast, guys.
Nothing's really happening.
The next one in the news is the PlayStation Slim leak, which wasn't from Gamescom. That was from Eurogamer.net or whatever. It's like, you know, somebody bought it offline from somewhere off the internet. And that's what I saw. I saw that it was purchased off the internet. Somebody sold it to someone else for a certain amount of pounds in Europe or whatever, whichever area. I don't know if it's London. I don't know. I said pounds.
Hashtag never forget.
All I know is that the PS4 Slim is coming. And also what we think the Neo will probably be debuted. Because aren't they doing something soon?
They're doing an event on September 7th, the same day as Apple.
As Apple.
Apple.
The iPhone Slim Neo 7 Plus.
Oh.
6E. And there goes my camera. All right. Well, our camera died for a second, guys. It's all right. We knew that it was going to die. I'm going to switch out cameras and then we'll be right back to this topic. All right, guys, sorry about the inconvenience. We are back. No more technical difficulties. We're
back in the front.
Paul's sitting in the front seat.
Sitting pretty.
Gabe is
they
mad.
They moved me to the back of the bus.
Yeah, we moved Gabe to the back of the bus because we forgot whose podcast this was. All right. So with that being said, we are going to continue talking about this. I guess there's not really much else to talk about with the PS Slim.
Actually, there is.
What?
For the two of us, the three of us that are here.
Yeah.
We have...
Hey guys, it's JD. I'm sorry for the inconvenience here. I apologize, but the audio cut off during the podcast, and it was very unfortunate at this point. It comes back a little later, probably maybe 5 minutes from now into the podcast, or maybe less than that. But this coming up clip will be the audio from the onboard camera that we have, unfortunately. I'm sorry about that, but yeah, continue to listen. We're going to start right back up from that specific point that we left off on, and then your podcast will be back to normal. Sorry about that, guys. And I'm also recording this with no microphone on my laptop, so that's terrible too. All right, cool. Thanks for listening.
We have PlayStations.
Uh-huh. We all have.
Senior Gigi does not have one.
Gabriel has a PlayStation.
You have PS4?
Oh, wait, no, you don't. Oh, no, you don't. You're an Xbox, huh? He bought the Xbox One over the PS4. Whatever. We didn't know which one was going to be better, but we assumed.
Would this one persuade you?
Why would it? You're not playing PlayStation anymore.
It's not about me.
It's about us.
Master Race.
You're in.
But it's about Gabe.
How much is the new PS4?
We don't know yet.
Why would you buy it?
Until September 7th.
We all game on PC now because we're
Teraflops.
We're all elitists. Teraflops.
I take that PlayStation 4 money, dump it right back into my PC. Master Race.
Oh my god. Yeah, so whatever. I don't need a PlayStation Slim.
Only reason I'd get a Neo or a PlayStation Slim is if Persona 5, 60 frames per second.
Okay.
That's the only reason.
What do you mean? If that game came out on it's gonna come out,
it's gonna
but
come out
it's gonna be 30.
After the Neo comes out, supposedly. But if it makes it a better gameplay experience where I can play it at 60 frames per second, that in Final Fantasy 15 at 60 frames per second?
What is Persona 5? It's a dating sim, ain't
no! It's
it?
Not
it?
No!
Hence Honey Pop 3.
No, don't you
hentai?
Disrespect.
You don't want to play
Persona
a hentai game
5.
This bad.
Persona is Final Fantasy is classic Final Fantasy games mixed with a dating sim. But
so it is a dating
the power sim. Of friendship is what powers your monsters. So everybody
is that what they call the crafts?
No, personas are like the Pokemon's
monsters.
Oh, there's the types that they of fight. Personas. I've seen them fight.
So you can talk to your friends, and your social links, that's what they're called, social links, will make your stronger Pokemon's for your personas, and then they will be better and stronger. But this time, you're thieves in Tokyo.
So the teens must control the monster in their band.
Can we please?
Yes.
Can we please move on?
And then you have to find the best girl.
Oh.
Which is Chie. Chie's the best.
Can we not talk about this game? I made a mistake by asking. I apologize.
This is my Valentine's Day for a gift to myself because I won't have a date back to myself. So I'm going to be playing Persona 5 on Valentine's Day while you two are on dates. And I'll be in Tokyo.
Yo,
I swear to God,
he was gonna name someone.
Like, this will be my Valentine's Day.
So much cringe.
Oh no, the audio stopped recording. Are you kidding me? Guys, I'm sorry. The audio from the our podcast got cut. Shit. Oh, I forgot. You mean in the podcast? Oh, that's going to be terrible. Oh, guys. So, yeah, if you're listening to the podcast, you just heard a bunch of terrible audio. If you're not, if you're watching the video on YouTube, then I don't know. We're just having technical difficulties all day today. Let's get the fuck off this topic.
It's been a while.
The PS1 Slim 4, I don't give a shit. It's going to be trash.
PS4 Neo, 65 per second, Persona 5.
I don't care about that. We're on to No Man's Lie, Sky. That's what we're talking about.
No Man's Lie.
Paul, tell us why this game is trash.
The most overhyped game by gamers.
You know what's funny? I feel like it wasn't overhyped by the people made it.
Not by us.
I feel by y'all. I think the creator made it. The creators made it. I feel like the community made it hyped.
Yeah.
And then the creators kind of just went with it. Like was like, yeah, it's gonna be good.
Maybe.
All right, Paul, give us your experience because you played it.
Because everybody.
I kind of want to buy it still. Who,
no, don't do it. On PlayStation Nations, like No Man's Sky, I'm going to be able to hang out with my friends and travel across planets and galaxies and do cool things like be a pirate and spaceship battle and everything and everything. But no, it's a lie. All it is a worse Minecraft. You can't even build shit in this game. To find a new ship, you have to mine the same planet ore. And then all you do is scan, fly, get plutonium, put it in your ship, fly. Get more plutonium and fly. That's the whole game. There's nothing to do. The story is, hey, there's a rock. It tells you to go to another planet, and then you fly to another planet to find another rock.
Uh-huh.
It tells you to go to another planet to find another
rock. So it's just a circle jerk of repetitiveness. Lies. Yeah? Okay. I've seen the interviews. I've seen the guy who created the game. I haven't played it, so I don't have a really valid opinion, but I know that it looks trash. I mean, it looks pretty. It looks pretty.
Especially in 4K, 60 frames per second.
Okay.
Mm. It's pretty sometimes. But like it even has like its own flaws.
Yeah.
Like for me, like my main problem is the pop-in. Because it's a procedurally generated game. Procedurally.
Uh-huh.
Procedurally.
Mm. Procedural.
Generated game. So like it's building the world as you fly through it. So you'll drive by and then you'll see pixelation of what it should be. And then it'll just pop in.
Oh, yeah.
And then.
Oh, that's like, yeah, that's like when the world like develops because you're driving too fast in GTA or something. Yeah.
So it's like that, but that's the whole game if you're flying fast.
Huh. Oh, wow.
Yeah. So it's like building the planet as you go through it?
Yeah. Unless you're like in an area for a while, it'll be fine.
I mean, I guess I get it because they have like what a quintillion amount of
18 quintillion colors. That's all it is.
Oh, they're
all
colors. Most of the planets
are the exact same.
Yeah.
The only thing that's different on them is like rare minerals, colors, and animals. But all the animals are the same animals. But
can you fight the animals?
You can shoot them, but that's it.
Mm. Can they kill you?
Some of them attack, but it's like rare. They're always like the same little bug dudes. Like it's bugs that attack you. Everything else is like, oh.
You haven't played this game, right?
I haven't played it. No. I think everybody just thinks that it was going to be Star Citizen pretty much, right? You know? That's what they imagined it to be. But it's just not.
Speaking to the mic, what do I got to do to get you guys to focus? I'm just kidding.
No Man's Lie.
All right. Well, No Man's Lie.
Play Star Citizen PC Master Race.
Yeah, right. You guys can't afford Star Citizen, you bums.
It's like $50.
Both of y'all talking about, you know, whenever we talk about Star Citizens, it's always, oh, I don't want to spend.
JD, buy that $10,000 spaceship and we'll all start it. Yeah,
I'm not buying a $10,000 spaceship.
Buy a $10,000 spaceship and then we'll be your crew. And then we'll play Star Citizen.
That's how it works. You have to spend 10 grand to play that crap.
10 grand in real money to buy a convoy. And then we'll have everybody.
Wait, how do you play? I don't know why we're getting off tangent so much, but why?
Buy the Halo ship.
What? Ooh. Which one? It's like the birds?
That big. Like the $10,000 one.
Okay, listen to me. You can't play that game.
The Lasky flies through
in
the sky.
You spend like, what, $30?
You can spend $50 to buy a little baby ship.
And then you can play it.
Then you can play the game. But you're who not
gonna,
does that?
Who's going to be flying the ships? Mm-hmm.
You should buy the $10,000 ship.
Who's going to be flying the ships? Aren't you going to be doing all the first person stuff too?
And then I can be a gunner. He can run the systems. It'll be like Star Trek.
That sounds like a job. That sounds like we're paying for a job.
He could be our residential artist.
No. Mm-hmm. No, this game sounds trash.
Star Citizen.
All these games sound trash.
Star Citizen. No, play
League
Dangerous.
You know what, guys? You know what, guys? End of podcast. The gaming community is trash now. We're out. That's it. I'm out.
No more.
I'm just kidding. Oh, what'd you say?
No more.
We're done with No Man's Lie?
No Man's Lie. It's if you can buy it for $20, the price it should have been, buy it.
All right.
But if it's
well, maybe
not,
you can get that on a penguin or something.
What?
Are you not allowed to use that website?
What happened? What site?
What?
What was that?
Are we not allowed to say it? I bleeped it out. It's all bleeped. It's bleeped, all right?
Okay.
What the fuck? Why can't you not?
You're not supposed to talk
about
that.
We don't say those words.
We don't say that. We don't say that in a recorded space.
Why is that?
Because it's for the homies only.
But homies everybody only? Knows about them.
No.
I see people homies promote only. Them on websites.
Homies only.
Wait. We can't buy all the games off the sites.
No.
So then why are we hoarding it?
I don't even know what site you're talking about.
For
next subject.
Next subject.
I don't know.
Stranger Things.
For that thing to even continue to succeed, you have to get buyers. So you're telling us not to talk about it because you guys want to hoard it and not let anyone else know?
Because it's a moral gray area that we don't want to discuss on a podcast.
All right.
No more questions at this time.
No more questions. Okay. I plead the fifth.
I'm so confused. Guys, we're going to talk about reviews on good television that has recently come out, and also a few like mini movie reviews. Not necessarily legit reviews, but just like our thoughts on certain shows that we've all been watching and keeping up with. And if you're not in the know, these are shows that you guys should watch that have some pretty cool comic book elements and also just well-written, well-produced shows. All right, so we'll jump into Netflix. The first one that I think everybody who's possibly watching this or listening to this has seen or has heard of is Stranger Things.
Possible spoiler alert.
No, we don't have to talk about the story.
Because I want us to discuss the end of the show.
No.
And we don't. I mean, this is
hypothesis.
Whatever, we can. Whatever. Yeah, whatever. Spoilers, definitely. I mean, it's been out for a while. So if you guys don't want to hear about this, skip this part.
Skip a little.
Skip ahead. I mean, I'm just going to give my feelings on it.
Do what you need to do, buddy.
Okay, it was good. It was a good show. I got into it randomly one night and watched it between the hours of 1 a.m. and 9 a.m. and finished it in one night because I was editing videos. And next thing you know, I watched it all the way through. I thought the character development was great. The kids were great actors. They were great actors. They acted like kids, which they should. Yep. They were very good with dialogue. Even the little one with the no teeth, I thought he was like probably my favorite, honestly, him and the black kid. I enjoyed the black kid, not because he was black, more or less because he played the role of what a black person would do in this situation.
Yeah.
he was very much aware of his surroundings. He was like, are you crazy, dude? You got a crush on Ma. I get it. You like her, but no, she does not have psychic powers. We are leaving. That kid that we know is dead. He made the most rational decisions.
Yep.
Like he made the most rational. Like honestly, you wouldn't think twice about seeing a dead body and being pulled out of the water. So he just was like, our friend's dead. Well, thanks. Thanks, bald girl. We're out of here. The girl who played played Eleven is awesome. What's her name? Is she related to Bobby Brown?
No, her name was like Christina Bobby Brown.
Yeah, her name's Millie Bobby Brown.
Millie Bobby Brown.
Yeah. And I was like,
and it's her prerogative to cut her own hair.
Paul just had to get a shitty joke in. All right, so yeah, Millie Bobby Brown was great. The main kid character, not my favorite. He was kind of annoying. But
you know who annoyed me in the show?
The mom?
Yes.
The mom who was stressed about her kid?
Winona Ryder?
Yes.
Winona Ryder was good.
She was good.
She was really good.
But at points in times, I was like,
she was like
really,
a real mom.
Really,
why was she annoying?
I don't know. She annoyed me for some reason.
She irked you?
A little bit. Sometimes.
She didn't irk me because I enjoyed her distress. It was very believable. And the park ranger dude or whatever, or
Hopper.
Hopper, who I've seen on a bunch of other stuff. He's in Suicide Squad, who I don't want to talk about it, but he's in it.
He playing Suicide Squad?
Somebody who is in the DCU. I don't know who. It's a guy who works for the CIA or something.
Okay.
I don't know. He works for what's her name?
Amanda Waller.
Uh-huh. Whatever. All I know is the show is good. The characters are well developed. The beginning, middle, and end were great. And I mean, cheesiest part is probably the monster, which is just my opinion. It's just
there
like
are theories about the monster.
Why would there be theories?
Theories about what the monster really is.
Like what? It's 11?
The monster is 11.
Yeah, everybody.
Even though she says that she's the monster.
It's probably 11's like something conjured from her deep subconscious. Yeah.
No, but, like,
yeah.
For me, for Stranger Things, I like the way the kids were acting because that was pretty cool. Like the opening with them playing D&D was pretty cool.
Is it supposed to be in the today's time?
No, it's in 80s.
Oh, yeah, I'm tripping. Like, yeah, 80s, my bad. I forgot. It was like 70, 83. All right.
Say 83. Part that made me...
I'm sorry, I don't even know why I asked that. I forgot about that.
A storyline that I felt like could have got cut just a little bit was the whole love triangle between the sister and
that's because you just you are that's because you didn't want to see character development with any with anyone else. No, you didn't.
Not because
you could. You could be honest. I didn't care for that. I didn't not care. But at the same time, I know why they did it. But yeah,
had on the show. But like
no,
the whole thing with Barbara Gordon or whatever her name is
Barb when they were at the house.
Barb, and then like.
R.I.P. Barb.
Hey, man.
Oh, shit.
Goddamn.
Goddamn.
All right.
Nobody cared about Barb.
It's not about that, though. You guys don't
think Will.
Paul, didn't you go to film school? Didn't they teach you screenwriting?
Yes.
You got to learn how to develop a story.
But I didn't
Barb needed to be a part of the story.
Barb did nothing.
Barb was.
Okay, so then how does What's-Her-Face even get to be a part of the storyline?
She gets cut out.
Because you don't want... Because Paul doesn't like strong female characters.
Eleven!
She's like a little girl. That's different.
Strong female character.
Not necessarily. She looked like a little boy the whole time.
Little Toby Turner. Okay. She has the Force. God damn it.
Paul, that 11. if she didn't have superpowers, would she have mattered?
Yes.
If she was not if 11 was not 11, would she have mattered?
Yes.
No, she wouldn't have. You're a liar.
She's still contradicting. Still entangled to the plot of the story.
All right.
Because of her mom's situation being a part of where the Demogorgon was formed, that facility. That's how they got her in. So that's the end right
Without
there.
Barb, the Demogorgon.
Maybe the mom birthed the Demogorgon.
Oh, no.
Oh.
And the Demogorgon is a failed experiment.
Oh, no.
Think of these theories. And she went in and was like, you know, that was her big sister.
You know what the real Demogorgon is? Eggo waffles.
Okay.
All right. I'm confused. Yeah, whatever. Stranger Things. Very good show. I recommend it to everybody. 10 out of 10. A great
11 out of
10. Oh, God. An 11 out of 10. A great show for you to get into if you haven't already watched something this past summer.
About these shows that we're about to talk about is they are all short.
They're all short. And it's just that Netflix gets... how to create stuff. Well, we're talking about a lot of stuff other than just Netflix shows, but Netflix understands how to create good storylines. And it's not Netflix themselves. It's the people who send the stuff to Netflix. The people who are sending things to Netflix are actually people who care about the stories they're creating. They're not just trying to make like the bank on the movies that they're putting into theaters to make back like double the money that they had to spend on a film. So with that said, Paul had one more thing.
Quality content.
Yes. Netflix, I support you for your quality content. All right. Before we get to this one, what have I watched recently on Netflix? Okay. Yeah. Okay. Well, I was just going to. All right. Well, I'm going to just mention that real quick. All right. So this is a show we're going to talk about. I'm going to talk about it real quick for just a second. I'm going to talk about two things. Netflix has like I'm just talking about stuff that's on Netflix right now. Stranger Things. Go check it out. Other than that, if you guys are into this is not like. Gaming really tech or nerd, but if you guys are if you guys are just into motivational documentaries, I suggest you go watch Steve Aoki's documentary.
Ooh, yeah.
It's lit.
That was good.
Did you watch it?
Yeah.
I told you guys to watch it that day, right? Yeah. Steve Aoki's story, even though I know nothing about him. I've heard his music a few times, whatever. But you know, to me, he's just an EDM guy. Very inspirational, very cool. Even if you're not into DJing or any of his music, it's just a good story. And I suggest you go check that out. It's very inspiring.
He just works super
It's crazy.
Hard.
He works. He's a workaholic, and his dad created Benihana's, which I never knew about, which is amazing to me. It's still recording. And
is it recording?
It is. You can't see it because it's red. It's right above my arm.
Oh, okay.
Okay. So with that being said, Steve Aoki's... it's called I'll Sleep When I'm Dead or something.
Ooh.
And also Last Chance You. These are just like mini reviews. Very good story about these kids who go to a JUCO college, which is a junior college, to get recruited up to D1 school so they can get drafted into the NFL. It's good, has great, it's not really about story development. It's more about just a docuseries on what players who want to go to the NFL is about. I don't really know much about football, so it was interesting to me. And that's another one that is really good. Paul, you can bring us into the one that I'm sure you want to talk about that comes
up
next.
Let's talk about the best show.
You got to bring it up. You got to bring it up good. Right. Are you ready? All right, here we go. Wait, are you beatbox? Do you not beatbox? You not beatbox? You know how to beatbox? Come on. All right, I'm going to bring it up a little bit and you can. All right, here we go.
Okay. Here we go. Heard about the story all around town about the four brothers that are called the Get Down. That's all I got.
That's all you need. and I spit all over the foam. All right, so the Get Down. Guys, this is probably... here's the thing. I stumbled across it. I didn't know about it before it got promoted. I brought it up to you guys before it was getting real promotion.
I heard about it a few months ago, but I didn't know it was out.
I saw a banner for it on YouTube. It was like the Get Down. It was on the front. You know how they put those banners up top for new TV shows, new movies? And I was like, that looks interesting. And the way they showed it off, the posters, they look kind of like, you know, jazzy 80s, 90s, hip hop, whatever. I clicked it that night. Just started watching it, finished it. I don't think I finished it that morning, but I finished it the next day. It's an amazing show. It's just very good.
Six episodes,
but they're short. Long though. They're just because they're six doesn't mean they're short. The
six
first
and a half
episode,
hours.
The first episode is an hour and a half. Oh, the first one's just a little longer. Yeah. Okay, the first episode threw me off because I was watching it, took a break, came back. I'm like, damn, this thing got 45 minutes left. So, all right, so yeah, it's a good show. The characters are well developed. It's about, you know, hip hop and also, disco from like the 70s on to like, more or less the 70s, late 70s, but it's like the birth of hip hop, basically.
Yeah, it's a lot.
And also the death of disco. Well, disco. Not necessarily disc, but I don't know.
We'll see in the second
half. See in the second season, but
it's really good to see a show. Okay, non-racial.
Paul's about to get all black power. It's not even about black power. It's just enjoyable.
It's just to see people of color. From Hispanic people, Latinos, the same people, black people, together with like three white people in the host.
Oh my God. Paul.
No, for real. Like,
it's good to see a well-made black show.
It's a really good show with like people of color, like that are spotlighted.
And it's not like
black film that's not on BET.
Pull the mic to you if you want to talk. Also, what?
Well-made black film that's not just on BET.
Besides that, it's just the fact that it's not like black people like shucking and jiving to make you entertain. It's like there's good character development. There's great acting.
Yeah,
and like the kids in it are just like, to me, you know, beyond their time. They're gonna all do well, in my opinion.
Jaden Smith.
Jaden Smith.
I cared about his character.
Because Jaden Smith, he just had one really, really bad run in After Earth. And
he was good.
And people don't like Karate Kid, but I think he had really good kicks.
I think people like Karate Kid.
Not a lot. No, people kind of were roasting. Really? No, people roasted him when I brought it up on my live stream. They were like, that boy, he destroyed my childhood. I liked his kicks. But who cares? That's probably
just. He has nice kicks?
Yeah. You seen it?
Nah.
You ever seen Karate Kid? How are you gonna say it? Whatever. Yeah. all in all, it's a great series, and we suggest it for you. It's another one of these films that I think you guys should go check out.
It really inspired me, and it showed you what like for me, I come
keep
from,
talking.
Like,
I gotta go get the battery for my computer.
Okay. Ugh. Okay. But like for me, I came up in the dance scene.
Oh God.
Oh God. Yeah, we're going there, buddy. And like It showed me and reminded me like of like why I liked going to like hip hop events like with the Breakers and real DJs and cyphers and all that stuff. It really showed me like that whole world in its fun essence. And it made me pick up my turntables for one day until I realized that my laptop is crap and can't handle it anymore. But nevertheless, it's still a good series. I give it a 10 out of 10. Apparently, the second season. Or the second half of that season is coming out sometime next year. I think it's already done.
The show's done?
I think they filmed it all at once.
Oh, so they're like holding off on releasing it?
Yeah. So we will see how it goes.
If you know the flows.
Hurrah!
Hurrah! So wait, who's the grandfather of hip hop? I heard someone say it's
DJ Kool Herc.
It's Kool Herc?
That guy,
but you know, watching that series, yeah, whatever. I'm just spoilers for
hip hop history.
Okay,
in the show,
based on real life. Events.
No, it was. Yeah, it was. But here's my thing.
People of importance.
So Grandmaster Flash, what started after him?
But
Kool Herc got all the cred.
Kool Herc was the first,
but Grandmaster's the Grandmaster.
Oh,
so what's that?
Grandmaster.
No. Oh,
nasty.
All right, guys. Those are our suggestions for things that you should watch. And right now, we're gonna go into a quick little like mini review of two films that we both saw separately. I'll do the shit one first. I don't know. You want to go first? It doesn't matter. That mine's, I guess, the bigger film.
About?
I'm talking about these two.
I'll talk about mine first.
All right, then go.
Oh, we're going to be overshadowed. People, I saw the funniest goddamn movie that I've seen in a very, very, very long time. And that movie, Suicide Squad.
Wait, what?
No, Sausage Party. Yeah. With Seth Rogen. People, you're going to think it's a really, really dumb comedy going in, but there was layers to this movie.
I'm sure it's funny. They're smart guys.
No, there are layers to
hopefully
this movie.
It's on. Well, so is it like, what is it? One of his best ones?
Yeah.
Better than like Pineapple Express and Superbad?
To me, yes.
Better than Superbad?
Yeah. I laughed way more in Sausage Party than I did in anything.
But that's because it's animated. They can get away with a lot more.
That's true. There's a lot of shit. Like, there's so many levels of comedy.
They talk about other shit, huh? Yeah. They probably rip on a bunch of other stuff.
It's like, it's the creationism versus religion.
Oh, word.
Palestine versus like Israel.
Oh, yeah.
And that whole beef that they
Somebody
have.
Told me they saw it and thought a lot of Seth MacFarlane. Or maybe they got the Seths mixed up.
I can see that.
They probably got him confused.
I don't know.
But there's a lot of stuff in that that made me like laugh, and it's like hilarious.
Yeah.
Because it mirrors the world today, but it's really just food.
It makes it look so silly, huh?
Yeah.
It's just showing how silly we are as human beings.
Yeah.
I got you. All right. How do you rate the movie?
I'll give it a 10.
Yeah. Okay. I got to check it. Laugh. Gabe, let's go date night, bro. Me and you.
I actually started crying laughing in that movie.
Oh, yeah? Like sad tears or just you couldn't
just
stop
happy,
laughing?
It was just like, what? The movie just made me say "what the fuck" way too much.
Yeah,
but it was worth it.
That's good. That's interesting.
Don't take your kids. People think it's
not
for real.
For kids.
No,
they remember, think. Our mom, are they dumb?
Remember, my mom took us when we were like really young to go see South Park.
Yeah, but my mom knew South Park was well. No, she learned it was bad when she walked in on I think me or you or me and Morgan watching the episode about carpet munching. She was not about that. She was like, "What did they say?" And I was like, "Yeah, mom, carpet munching." You know.
Yeah, but like,
so that's
South Park the movie is tame compared to Sausage Party.
Yeah, South Park the movie was pretty crazy with Satan all that. But yeah, you know what though. People are really overprotective now, and I get it. But how are you dumb enough to not see the rated R sign if you're a parent? Or I guess the commercials definitely don't show it. What?
Because it's a kid, it's a cartoon.
But you can't be that dumb or that dense.
Someone's grandma is going to be like, "Oh, this looks like a nice little film for Jimmy."
Jimmy. All right, let me. I got however much time left until the camera gets weird. So let me continue and do a little quick review. Suicide Squad. I am the only one who saw it because due to time scheduling and just the fact that these two had seen bad reviews online.
No, I was busy.
No, you won't.
I was busy.
No, you weren't. You weren't busy, Paul. Don't lie to me, dog. He didn't want to go, and then you didn't want to go because you couldn't get a ride there. That was it.
Rehearsal the next morning.
Okay. All right. So they're lying to me. So listen, here's the thing. Nobody else wanted to go. I went. I saw it with Pilar. It was cool in the beginning. I was kind of interested. And then it just did like a spiral / clusterfuck of like really, really shitty bad one-liners. And just too much terrible editing and like pacing. If you just want to see bad guys shoot things and blow up stuff, this is your movie. If you wanted to see the Suicide Squad actually get some development and, you know, play their role, it's not for you. And it wasn't bad, but it was way overhyped and it didn't live up to what it should have been, in my opinion. It's No Man's Sky of movies. That's all it was. With that being said, Suicide Squad, I give it like a 6 out of 10, which is to me high. It should get a 4 probably, but you're going off camera with that. I can't even see you because Gabe's in your shot. So all I know is that Suicide Squad, in my opinion, should have like it could have lived up to its name in my sense. The storyline was just so dumb. And like Will Smith is too big of a celebrity for that type of movie. He can't do ensemble movies.
Did he play a character or did he play Will Smith?
He played Will Smith. Fresh Prince, West Philadelphia, born and raised. Looking like Deadshot for most of his days. He like it was trash, dog. He didn't wear his mask as Deadshot hardly ever. He put it on like he did like 3 battles where he did wear it, and I'm like, why would you even wear it? You did like the best battle with it off. Like, it was dumb. It was so dumb. It was just so dumb.
Did he do any
y'all cool suckers is crazy. That was I couldn't do it, man.
Does he do any cool trick shots in the movie?
Like 3. Yeah, sure. You see them in the trailers. The one where he's on top of the car. That's it. That was it. And it's very somebody.
So no like cool ricochet shots where it's like bing, 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 bing.
No, there was one of those in the beginning, and it was because he was being hired as a gun to shoot somebody, and it was pretty weak. There's like I was gonna say I'm not even trying to give this movie any more credit. I'm telling you that if you want to go listen to a good review of it, I recommend you go watch what's a YouTube channel? It's How It Should Have Ended. You know the ones with the little cartoons. They did one. The guy who I guess created the show does a very well thought out review on why that movie wasn't what it should have been. There are people who really loved it. I feel like they looked past all its flaws, you know, but I guess maybe because they really wanted it to be good. The Harley Quinn thing, did I get her name right? Or it sounded weird for a sec. All right. The Harley Quinn was like the best part of the movie. She tried to play her role the best. I feel like she's the only actress or actor who took their role the most serious. Killer Croc is just a black dude, and it's very racist and offensive.
Waylon Jones.
Well, I guess he is a black dude under that skin, but he's like stereotypical black in this movie. Like at the end, they're all like, hey, so what do you guys want for saving the world? He's like, BET.
Are you serious?
I didn't tell you this.
What?
Swear to God. Swear to God. Swear to God. Swear to God. They ask for stuff because what's her name?
Amanda Waller.
Amanda Waller's all like, you guys know you're not going to get away. Because at the end, Amanda Waller, you would think would let them go free at this point because they saved the world or whatever. And she's like, F no, I'll blow your heads off. And then, you know, because they were getting ready to walk away and all this crap. And then, like, you know, Will Smith is like, man, for all that stuff I went through, man, do it. Like, it was so cringy, dude. It was so bad. And then it was so bad. And then, you know, at the end, she's asking like these guys, well, what do you want? Will Smith's like, I want to see my daughter, whatever. He finds a way to like tutor his daughter in between his like prison sentence. And he teaches her about acute angles because he knows how ricochets go.
Oh shit.
That was probably the most smartest thing they wrote in that movie. The most smartest. And there was just so many love stories in this film.
How was Batman?
Okay, it's not Batman's movie, so he was fine. He didn't have to do anything. He couldn't fail.
How much ass does he kick in this movie?
None, really. Like,
damn it,
two.
How is this?
He kicks Deadshot's ass and tells him to go to jail, and then his daughter, the Deadshot's daughter, steps in front of Deadshot as he's trying to shoot Batman. He's like, "Move, baby, I'm Will Smith," and then she's like, "No, Dad, don't do it. You said the only way you can get better is if you change. Just go to jail, Dad." And I'm like, what the fuck is this? Aww. Oh, God, it's trash, bro.
Is it Willow?
And no, it's not Willow. And Will Smith is like, oh, no, it's Ben Affleck is like, yeah, come to jail. it's not good.
How?
It's not bad, though.
Who was The Flash?
Okay, yeah, there's a part with The Flash in the film. There's cop cars in my neighborhood. And it was unnecessary. It honestly was the only way they could introduce Captain Boomerang without being boring. That's all it was. Captain Boomerang was good. He was cool. He was Seamus. Was he Seamus? Looked like Seamus. He looks like Seamus. I don't know why I thought. I think it's because I saw Teenage Mutant Turtles lately. Yeah, guys. It's just a film, guys. It's just a film that to me didn't live up to its original trailer. So
how hyped are you now for Justice League?
I mean, it's kind of like that is, look, they are. I mean, first off, it's not their fault. They're late to the party. I'm really trying to make this DCU happen.
Are they, though?
In my opinion, what did they start with back in the day? The Batman. But here's the thing. Dark Knight to me was something different. This is, you know why? Because Dark Knight felt like they wanted to actually be artsy with the concept of Batman and actually make him into more than just, hey, this is a superhero movie. That is different. These movies are trying to combat Marvel. This is like, you get that vibe when you watch them. It's like, there's action, there's punching. We're supposed to fall in love with these characters. And you're not doing it because it's just like this. Some of this is garbage, you know? Like, we liked Batman v Superman. A lot of people didn't for the right reasons. And we obviously know what the reasons were. We just kind of were like, well, I mean, you know, it was fun. We kind of just had fun. This is a movie where I was like hoping it was just fun again. It wasn't fun to me. To me, it was like boring, repetitive, stupid, cringy. Like, when you're watching a movie, especially from like somebody who like knows filming and editing, you watch the movie and listen to it, there's like, it feels like there's no dialogue except for one-liners. It feels like you get like badass music, bam, down, 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 Will Smith, down, 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 Margot Robbie. Puddin'. I'm telling you, it doesn't feel like it has dialogue.
You want to know why?
Because it's trash?
No.
What?
Because
they had to do the reshoots. Okay, yeah, that's
so apparently there's two different movies.
Well, hopefully the director's cut is going to be better. I don't think I'm going to buy it, but like, do you have Batman V-Man?
What?
Do you have the Batman Superman director's cut?
What? I don't think so. No.
I'm just asking if you bought it.
What? No, I bought it. What?
Did you pirate it?
What? Pirates? Who does that?
Okay, we're going to run out of too much battery on these cameras.
Who pirates?
All right, I'm done on Suicide Squad, guys. In my opinion, it's a 4 out of 10. Honestly, it just was not... It just wasn't that good.
How was the dynamic between Joker and Harley Quinn?
Okay. Oh, I didn't even get to Jared Leto. All right.
R.I.P.
Look, man, they're all trying to live up to Heath Ledger. And Heath Ledger is like on God status, literally, because he's in the clouds. That's not how I should have brought that up. Man. But I'm telling you, he was so good as the Joker that people are trying to mimic it. Jared Leto, first off, he, in his own opinion, said they bamboozled him into this movie. He thought it was going to be more of an artsy film, blah, blah, blah type of thing, really getting into the Joker's demeanor. Also, one thing that kind of bothers me is the way that they kept hyping up all the stuff he was doing behind the scenes, you know, rats and condoms and pigs and all this shit that he's sending to the cast. That, to me, messed up the movie. Because it made me really think, wow, I'm not going to go see these actors. I'm going to go see these characters. That is too much hype. Too much hype behind this movie. Too much hype to just fall to the wayside. Will Smith didn't need to be a part of it. They should have got someone else's Deadshot.
Snoop Dogg.
No. Should have got someone else's Deadshot. Margot Robbie was cool. Her and Will Smith, it felt like we were watching Focus 2 with all that sexual tension. It was so frustrating. Rick Flag, dude, was cool. Him and Enchantress were just, they had some sort of like cutie. They had a thing. Enchantress, the character was cool, but the storyline just was really weird.
What the hell does Common do in the movie?
Get killed by Joker for no reason and does bad acting because that's all Common is good for. Yeah.
I used to know her.
Yo, you really want to know? Or you want to know about my life, yo? Yo, I really love. You know what is forever love? That's all he can do. That's all he ever does. All right. Common, stay the fuck away from my films. All right. Go rap and be great at what you do. You got bars, Common. Bars.
Bars don't pay your bills no more.
You don't got chops. Okay. The chops are not for you, boy.
Bars don't
you
pay the
and
bills.
Ludacris, get the fuck out of my films.
Bars don't pay the
and
bills.
And Tyrese. No, I'm just kidding.
Listen to Lil Yachty.
Oh, my God.
Bars don't pay the bills no more.
All right, guys. So that's all I want to say about Suicide Squad. I personally just did not like it. It's not terrible if you just want an action packed film that has like guns and girls and guys, that go watch it. To me, it's garbage. It's not bad. It was more weird than anything. It was very uncomfortable to watch.
Uncomfy.
All right, but I don't want to dwell on this anymore. Let's get into our last topic. Suicide Squad, 4 out of 10. They haven't seen it, so it's 0 out of 10. All right, our last topic, and I don't know, I mean, it's not as important as I made it out to be, but I personally think it's important if it's true. Well, it is true. It has been confirmed at this point. Did you know that?
No, I didn't know that.
It has been. It's on IMDb. There have been people who worked on the movie specifically saying, yes, this is happening. They had to bait people into thinking she was not going to play that character. That's why she was named as a random character.
We didn't
just say what it was. Guys, this last topic is Zendaya.
Zendaya.
So from what I mean, okay, I haven't gotten, I'm not going to say it's official until Marvel says it, but officially and unofficially, Zendaya, I don't even know her last name.
No, she doesn't have one because she's so popping. She only has one name, like Madonna,
her lip,
like Cher,
like Prince,
like Jay-Z.
No,
like Beyonce.
Beyonce
Knowles,
but nobody knows her last name.
Knowles.
All right, whatever. We have heard the rumbles. We have heard the rumors. We have heard what is not speculation anymore. Zendaya, if you go to IMDb on the Spider-Man Homecoming page, mm-hmm. is casted as Mary Jane Watson, and in my opinion, it's not a big deal.
I don't care
from the perspective of just it's a movie, whatever. But from the perspective of like, I mean, I don't, it really doesn't bother me, but I'm saying, I'm looking at it from the outside in, from people who are just going to roast it for what it is.
Racism,
whatever. Racism sounds racism. Funny when you say schism. You know, she's black. Mary Jane has never been black.
She's been a white girl with red hair.
And I guess Zendaya is going to have to get a red wig
because she's a supermodel.
She has to get a red wig. They can't just make it like a...
They're not going
to
dye her hair.
They can just have her natural, all natural.
Maybe they will.
Are they going to Zendaya her hair?
Oh, no.
You should have said Zendaya her hair. That's not funny. All right.
Made me chuckle.
Like I said, Zendaya is possibly cast as Mary Jane Watson. In my opinion, here's the thing about me with, obviously the whole thing about whitewashing characters in, mm-hmm. in films, Doctor Strange, they got the old temple priest is a white lady instead of an Asian guy. Ghost in a Shell is what's her name?
Scarlett Johansson.
Kusanagi. But here's the thing. Kusanagi. I mean, my thing about I'm going to sound a little flippy floppy on this subject because I have no gripes with two things. In my opinion, Japanese people, when they portray their characters, they do look white in certain situations.
Yeah, I always thought they were white.
Like a lot of, when you're watching like Dragon Ball Z and all that stuff, a lot of those characters, like when they go Super Saiyan, represent like they look like white people. And like even Bulma looks white. You know, like there's only very specific characters who look Asian, like Krillin, Master
Mr.
Roshi.
Popo.
Okay. All right. But let's focus. Kami.
Kami,
baby. Where are you?
Man.
Yeah. But like, here's the thing. For certain characters, like I get race changes because who cares? It's like 2016. We can all change this around. But at the same time, like, you know, when they're changing characters like that, sure, I get the outlet. For someone like the girl from Ghost in the Shell, I haven't really watched that show. I've seen it.
Motoko Kusanagi.
Okay. That's a very specific Motoko Kusanagi. That's a Japanese person. Got it. Make it. I get it. But I mean, I think that's one of those ones where, yeah, you possibly could go back into casting and get someone else, but it's not going to sell tickets. That's the whole thing that the people who represent the company, you know, who made Ghost in the Shell worried about. Sure.
Didn't they like CGI her eyes?
I heard they messed around with that. That is messed up. See, that's when it gets like bad.
Racism.
But on the other spectrum, for my opinion, when companies make characters who have always been white, different races, I don't get that. I don't care. Like, if you want to do it, it's fun.
It's
sure.
time for a change.
But no, but here's the thing. It's like that.
Are they appeasing the social justice warriors more representation of people of color in our films?
Just anything that comes out of your mouth, is it serious? What's but up, man? What's up, bro?
No, I get it. But like for certain characters, there's more to those characters than just being a race.
Yeah.
Like, that's why you can switch people around, like Johnny Storm and all that stuff.
Yeah, Johnny, but here's the thing. Even though on a level of who's popular, Johnny Storm, I don't give a fuck if you switch him around. Johnny Storm's...
Camera.
Really? Oh, it's too hot? Allow it to cool. Fuck you. All right, well, let's just dialogue it here. Guys, my camera died. And I don't feel like getting another camera. You guys don't need to see my face for this. It's a podcast now, legit. So Paul was saying Johnny Storm. I was saying that, I still think Johnny Storm being black. I don't think that's a thing. I sound like a flip flopper. I don't care if you make him black, but in my opinion, I don't think you can spin that story. I don't think you can, like, for people who have been reading these comics all these years, I get it. They were made in the 60s and whatnot. So if you really wanted it to be, it's like, I've heard somebody say, if you really wanted it to be authentic, you would have to put them in the 60s and like certain shit couldn't happen in real, you know,
nah,
I get that. Don't do that. Don't talk about race. Nope. You about to hit that nerve. Nope.
I was about to go there.
No, do it. So I mean, I don't care if characters who have always been white stay white. That's all I'm saying. If they do change races, I get it. But then you really need to like swing it through the movie on how that happened. What, swinging? Or what do you think about whipping?
About Spider-Man swinging.
Oh,
there's some like characters that I just expect
to get like a race change, like the Flash, you would think he would be black at some point.
Well, in the TV, in the TV show, in the TV show,
I've never seen the TV show.
In the TV show, the Flash kid Flash is black.
He's black in the comics now.
Yeah, ooh, okay. But I mean, I don't know. I don't care about
the thing about it is bold. You got to look at it like this.
Yeah,
if it is in the Marvel universe, alternate universes and alternate realities are a thing. So this is just part of the
multiverse. So what are we saying? That's
part of the multiverse.
I thought you were trying to say that this is the black Mary Jane universe.
No. Because like there is like
the in BETverse.
No, like in DC they have a world where it's like world 53 where it is nothing but all black superheroes. It's the main characters, but they're all black.
That's cool.
The only difference.
Give me that comic. Like, no, I'm just kidding. I don't care.
The multiverse is a
black
thing.
Black Panther is white.
There is a white Panther.
Now I want this on video.
It's called the White Wolf.
Oh my God.
But it's a real thing.
Uh-huh. Keep going.
But like, yeah, like I understand. Like Mary Jane is Mary Jane. She doesn't really do much but be a foil for Peter. A moral compass foil for Peter. I have to do this because I need to protect or make money for Mary Jane. Like, her being a certain race doesn't really change a goddamn thing.
But she's such a big character.
No, she's really not.
Okay, listen to me. I'm far from the mic. I feel like there's no... Like, to me, that's... It's not a problem. I just feel like in the sense, I mean, it just feels like Disney really had that kind of control on it. It didn't sound like a Marvel thing.
And Zendaya is a Disney actress. Oh, we're connecting the dots right here.
Uh-huh. Yep. Oh, we're here. Okay. But my, so what? Okay. So what?
Disney, the real Michelle Mickey is gonna Mouse. Be Selena Gomez.
And Bieber's going to be Flash Thompson.
No. Flash Thompson is the kid from Dope.
Bieber's going to be Harry Osborn. Oh, he's going to just come.
Douchebag?
And he's going to come through hella. He's going to be like, yo, what up? Yo, what up, Peter? You trying to see my dad? My dad? Because that's how Bieber's
coming on.
Yo, that's my dad.
He's going to come in on one of those roller scooters, but they're going to have wings. Like, yeah, this is a prototype.
Oh, my God.
I can't wait for that movie.
I mean, whatever. If Zendaya plays Mary Jane, I think it's fine. I think it's cute, whatever. I personally think that it will mess up some ticket sales for like hardcore white supremacists. No, I'm just kidding. But
I doubt it because
I just feel like it's not weird. Honestly, in this day and age, it's definitely not weird. I think it's just I didn't see that coming. I didn't see like a main protagonist like you say that she doesn't matter. That's like saying Gwen Stacy doesn't matter.
But Gwen Stacy does matter.
Why? Because she dies and Mary Jane doesn't?
Okay. Here we go. Marvel nerd time.
Get it.
Gwen Stacy represents the great power comes with great responsibility line.
That's not Uncle Ben?
No, she's like the physical embodiment of it because Peter's not sure whether or not the fall killed her or if he killed her.
Okay.
And she does way more to him for him than that. But like Mary Jane is just there as support.
No,
oh, no.
Listen,
I don't think I'm good enough for Mary Jane, so I got to make more money to impress Mary Jane.
Oh my God.
She does nothing.
So you're telling me that Mary Jane is like not that important for Peter Parker.
No,
so who's more important? Felicia Hardy?
She's Catwoman, Black Cat, but she's like his Catwoman.
But
Spider-Gwen or Gwen Stacy is more important now because she's now Spider-Gwen and she has powers. She's from another dimension.
Dermansion.
She came back. She has a cool white and black and pink suit. It's pretty lit. And she's going to be in Spider-Man 2 because he's going to do that. But this movie, they got Miles Morales in it. They got, spoilers.
Donald Glover?
No. The rumor is, have you seen Beasts of No Nation, Gabe?
I have not. I have not yet.
Oh, okay. Well, JD's over there doing something. But if the kid from Beasts of No Nation is cast in the movie, but they haven't said who his character is, but they also cast Donald Glover, and they also cast, I forgot this dude's name. He's a black actor dude. He's in like everything. But if you connect the dots, the kid from Beasts of No Nation looks a lot like Miles Morales. And Donald Glover looks real young to be a thieving uncle, so he could probably be the Prowler. And at the end of the Spider-Man movie, the kid is going to get bitten by the spider and be Miles Morales from Spider-Man Homecoming 2. Boom!
What the fuck are you talking about?
Spoilers.
Paul, there will never be a black Spider-Man on a movie screen.
Oh, fuck yeah, there will be.
No, there won't.
If Zendaya's black,
that doesn't mean
we're getting a black Spider-Man.
See, now she matters. Now she matters because she's the stepping stone to being a black superhero.
She's
who actually
nothing but a stepping stone.
Listen,
Flash Thompson's Middle Eastern in this movie. Nobody's making a big deal about that.
Listen, what?
Yeah.
Wait,
kid from Dope. The not from the get down.
That guy's gonna be Flash.
Yeah.
What the fuck is happening, Marvel? You know that? I'm a racist. Why? Why are y'all changing all my white people?
Yeah.
Wait, are you serious?
I'm dead serious. He's Flash Thompson.
Oh, then backlash all the way. Not from me, but like from people who really are hardcore about their characters.
But then nobody's complaining. He's like, oh well, how's he gonna be Venom? Agent Venom. Nobody's complaining about that.
He's gonna be Black Venom.
Nah,
Blenheim.
He's gonna go
I'll
to war.
Be blending
he's
on
gonna
him.
Get blown off.
But he's not become black. My bad. He's Indian. Indianum. In denim. Shit. You know what, guys? I'm not using another camera. I was trying to get you guys some more footage. All right. All I gotta say about Zendaya is
Spider-Man's gonna be lead.
All I gotta say about Zendaya is cool. Great job. I'm proud of you. Cool. You did it. Hopefully, I can get booked as the next Cyclops. But besides that. That's what I mean. You will never see a black Wolverine.
Idris Elba cast as Wolverine.
Oh my God, no. You'll never see a black, like, I mean, I'm not even trying to get black people in movies like this. It's not that serious. My thing is that, Drake. You know what it is?
Drake is Wolverine. Because they're both
ah, damn.
all I gotta say is Nicki Minaj, Spider-Gwen. 2018.
Nicki Minaj, Jinx in the Pokemon movie.
Jay-Z, the Vulture.
Oh no.
Jay-Z as Joe Campbell. He looks like Joe Campbell. Oh man. All right.
Beyonce Knowles as Storm.
Beyonce Knowles as the Phoenix.
That'd actually be
so cool. Let's cast all black X-Men right now. Storm has to be white just to flip it.
Why?
Just to flip it.
Just make it all black X-Men right now.
Professor X. Morgan Freeman.
No. Someone bald.
Morris Chestnut.
No. Kobe Bryant. Yes.
No. Professor X is Morpheus.
Oh.
Lawrence Fishburne.
Nah, I don't like him.
Black Magneto. Idris Elba.
Okay. I feel you. I'm with that. Black Wolverine, though.
Well, Drake.
No.
From Canada.
No. Oh, my God. Can we get anyone else?
No.
Who's short?
Meek Mill. No, I'm just kidding.
No.
Short, buff. Oh.
Idris Elba.
No, we already cast Idris Elba as Magneto.
That's a good one.
Black Cyclops. I got that. Tyler the Creator.
Tyler the Creator should be
Morph.
No, he should be
Nightcrawler.
I'm a motherfucking Nightcrawler.
All right, man. Let's end this, dude.
As Jean Grey.
Who's answer me this? Who's Leslie Jones?
Oh, you're so bad, dude.
Do not say
hey. Yo, you guys are monsters. Gabe, thoughts of Gabe did not represent this channel. No. People, please.
The thoughts of Gabe do not represent Paul Jones or J.D. Witherspoon.
Yes, please.
Guys, support Leslie Jones. She's a great actress.
Why? Why are you bringing up Leslie Jones?
Great person. That's all I got to say.
All I want to say is at the end of the day, Black Mary Jane is interesting. That's all I gotta say.
Now Black Peter Parker. Now that would be controversial.
They said Peter Parker would never be black. They said Spider-Man would never be black. Morales isn't. Just that on the films they said that's never.
They're gonna swing together. Bro.
Disney said we progressive.
Spider-Man prom night. I swear to Spider-Man.
Listen to me. We progressive. But we ain't that progressive. Ooh. Unless they do some Turtles in Time shit where they can make them come from each universe to meet each other. What's your name?
That happened in the comics.
What's your name? I'm Peter Parker. What's your name? I'm Miles Morales. And who are you? Spider-Man. I'm Spider-Man. Because he's got to be black and got to have a little flavor in his voice. Sorry.
Yo, I'm Spider-Man, dog.
No, I'm Spider-Man, dude. You want to fight for it, dog? You know, I don't know.
Who are you?
All right,
Peter Parker.
This is getting too long. At this point, we're just talking to each other. Guys, thank you so much for listening to our podcast. I apologize for it getting cut out. I also apologize for Gabe's rude remarks about Leslie Jones.
And I love Leslie. Do not get it twisted.
Okay. Brother. Get off the mic.
What movies has she been in besides Ghostbusters?
SNL, nigga.
Yo, hey, language, man.
SNL, bleep.
All right.
What other than SNL?
I actually know. Gabe, you're exposed.
She's great.
Comic View.
Oh, Comic View. You said movies. You don't know?
I said TV shows.
You said movies.
He said
SNL. He got that right. You said movie. I thought you knew. Paul, you're exposed too.
Racist.
All right. Paul. So, like I said, guys, the thoughts and feelings of Paul and Gabriel do not reflect this channel.
I know her from Comic View.
Yeah, she was in top five too. Chris Rock movie.
I didn't see that movie
because you ain't black. All right, guys. So, with that being said, thank you for watching. Thank you for subscribing, following SoundCloud, iTunes. We're on there. Links in the description below if you're on YouTube. And subscribe for more if you guys want to get these podcasts out more consistently, then follow Paul on Twitter and pester him and or tweet me because I also am lazy. All right, guys. What, Paul?
Follow me on Twitter.
All right. Follow us both on Twitter and Gabriel. We're all on there. He follows Instagram.
I'm on Instagram.
Yeah.
At Gabe Galt.
Yeah, we all do.
He makes the dopest art pictures of all time.
He does that. All right, guys. Have a great day. We're out of here. This has been ridiculous. Peace.